Now, back to Hancock and Kelly, sponsored by Insperity, HR that makes a difference, on News Radio 1120, KMOX.
Here's Ramage for Federko, too far. Federko steals the puck from Reinhardt. Over to Hunter, who shoots block. Wickenheiser scores! Doug Wickenheiser! The Blues pull it off, and it's unbelievable!
That was the Monday Night Miracle.
Yes,
Doug Wickenheiser, number 14, putting it in. The voice you just heard right there. I'm so honored to have. He is the man who got me into hockey in my youth. He's none other than the legend Ken Wilson. Ken, welcome back to KMOX, and how are you?
Guys, I'm doing great, and it's delightful to be here, and I appreciate the attention, believe me.
Where do we find you these days? Where are you living?
That's a good question. I don't even know most of the time. I have a home in Portland, Oregon, and that's where I've spent a good bit of the time since I was in St. Louis, and my wife and I have our oldest of four children who's married and has two grandchildren for us here in Portland, and that's pretty much the attachment to being in Portland.
Yeah, you came to our attention again, and man, when I say a hair-raising broadcaster, there's nobody that got excited like Ken Wilson got excited, and oh baby, to this day, I still blurt out an oh baby every time something big happens, but you're going to Brisbane, Australia?
Yeah, believe it or not, you know, I love baseball. People, I think, in St. Louis primarily think of me as a hockey announcer. But, you know, I did the Cardinals for a number of years on TV, especially with Al Hrabowski, and loved doing the Cardinals. And baseball has always been very prevalent in my life. And Australia has what we in this part of the world would call a winter baseball league, where a lot of pro players go to play in the off season, the winter. And in Australia, of course, that's the summer. And they have a league there in all the major markets in Sydney and Melbourne and Brisbane and Perth. And I became aware of it, and I really like Australia. I went there with my family about 10 years ago, and then my wife and I went there a couple of months ago and spent 3 weeks in Brisbane just to see how much we would like it. And we loved Brisbane. It's a terrific, progressive city. They're going to have the Olympics in 2032. And I'll be darned, the baseball team was looking for a television announcer. The connection was made, so I'm going to go spend 4 months, October through February, in beautiful Brisbane, Australia, as the television voice of the Brisbane Bandits. How's that for a twist?
That's so awesome. And, well, you know, Australia is such a beautiful country, and I've heard that city's incredible. Are you worried about the translation of, dialect and, you know, other words that you've got to learn that Australians use that we Americans maybe don't?
They have a lot of funky city names going back to the Aboriginal days, and I'm told that gets a little tricky. But I started my career in Hawaii, and believe me, they have some funny names in Hawaii also. So I'm not too worried about it. They can call me the dumb American if they want to in Australia. that won't bother me, and I don't think I'll make fun of their accent. I won't go, what a beautiful day. I won't say things like that. So I'll just say that to my wife once in a while. So I don't think it's going to be a problem. And, you know, every once in a while you hear Australians on the air here in the United States. And to have an American on the air in Australia is, I don't think that'll be that unusual, especially doing baseball, the American game.
Well, once they hear your broadcast, they will quickly know you're not just a dumb American. You're a quality, incredible broadcaster. How do you look back at your time here in St. Louis? Was there, is it a positive look back? And is there a particular moment or two that you look to and say, boy, that was the quintessential moment of my time broadcasting in St. Louis?
Well, I really like being in St. Louis. I really enjoyed living there, and I've, like many broadcasters, I bounced around here and there, but I loved St. Louis. It was really the bulk of my career because I did the Blues for 20 years. I did the Cardinals, 6 or 7 years, and it was prime time for the Cardinals, 84, 85, 86, 87. There were, great, great, great clubs, and Whitey and and Ozzie playing shortstop, and Jack Clark, who became a good friend. And, it was a golden era to be involved with the Cardinals, and I absolutely loved it. And I don't say I was shattered when it ended, but It led to some pretty good times for me working in Los Angeles and San Francisco after that. But I really liked doing the Cardinals. It was a tremendous experience. There is no better baseball town, as we all know, than St. Louis. And then the Blues, of course. We never missed the playoffs, if you don't mind me saying so, in my 20 seasons, and that was pretty exciting. And we had some great players and those good teams, and the fans were very, very good to me, and I've never forgotten how good the fans were to me in St. Louis, especially those Blues fans. And I like living there. I get back there every once in a while, and, I go, if I'm there 3 days, I go three times to Ted Drew's. So, it's in my blood, and I really enjoyed it at the time and still enjoy it when I get the odd trip back there.
Well, it's in your blood, and it's in our bloodstream, is the voice of Ken Wilson. Man, you've had a fascinating life. After you were living in Hawaii for a time. I think you had did you have a pizza parlor or something?
I have the itch. Is it a type A personality? I always have to be doing something. I think they'd say I'm a little bit past my prime, but my mind is still at age 25, so I'm always into wanting to do something, which fits Brisbane, right? Going to Brisbane and being a television baseball announcer fits perfectly with my personality. But since I was in St. Louis, which, wow, that was almost 20 years ago, I've lived twice in Hawaii, 6 years total. I've traveled to Portugal and Spain with my wife, and we've lived there for a few months. And then we had the recent trip to Brisbane. I did a couple of seasons of Seattle Mariners baseball. I started a baseball franchise here in an old ballpark that we renovated in Portland that is a college summer baseball team and very, very successful, I'm happy to say. And had a pizza parlor part of the time in Hawaii. I started a women's collegiate softball league a few years ago that didn't work out as well as I would have liked. But I'm just one of those kinds of people that can't sit, and I like to produce. I don't necessarily care about making money, but I like to do things I like, and I'd like to do things that that people appreciate and like. So it keeps me busy, and I guess until the day I die, I'll be that way.
Well, I think you may have made some fans of the Brisbane Bandits here on The Voice of St. Louis this morning. If you want to hear those tones of Ken Wilson, folks, I'm sure you can find the Brisbane Bandits somewhere out there online. And we wish you nothing but luck, and such a pleasure to have you with us today, Ken Wilson. And we're going to go out listening to Ken Wilson call George Brett's 3,000th base hit. Thanks, Ken.
He is 18th on the all-time hit list. Tim Fortuno's pitch ripped on one hop off Overfelt in the right field. Brett on first. He is safe, and the teammates feel it's a hit. And that is number 3,000. The fireworks go off. George Brett with a 4-for-4 night in Southern California has his 3,000th hit. He ties Roberto Clemente for 17th on the all-time list.